Four students and two teachers from the Uejima Fisheries High School are among those still missing after Friday's collision between a Japanese fishing boat and a U.S. Navy submarine. The collision occurred off the coast of Honolulu, where the students were participating in a semester at sea program to learn commercial fishing. The U.S. Coast Guard says it will continue its search for survivors from the fishing boat. For generations, the people of Uejima have made their living from the sea. As local jobs have become scarce, Uejima teens have sought training to work on commercial fishing boats. At the Uejima Fisheries High School, American Damon Erickson teaches English to some of those teens.
They also have some additional classes, which include things like canning fish and conservation research, and pearl farming is one of the biggest industries here in Uejima, so they teach pearl farming and actually cultivate pearls for sale. And the semester at sea is, I guess, one of the biggest opportunities that they have to practice what they've learned. They spend about 3 months in the North Pacific, north of Hawaii, and then they spend some time in Hawaii. They're the only kids that get to travel actually out of the country.
Now, you live in a building with a lot of the teachers from the high school, and I understand they've been holding a vigil at the school?
Well, apparently, they're pretty closed about who they let in. I know from watching the news here that they're in with families in the principal's office watching the television and talking on the telephone. I don't have much contact other than with the teachers' wives, and all that they can tell me really is that it's just a really sad situation. I think everyone feels, particularly among the teachers, since it's both students and teachers that are missing, everyone feels a real sense of grief so far and just an overwhelming sense of sadness.
Mr. Erickson, do you know what the response has been like in the rest of Japan?
It's been relayed on the news pretty much 24/7. All the newscasts are showing spots of footage from the wreck site. From what I gathered, there's just a general sense of hopelessness kind of for the nine people who are still missing, and kind of a general just seeking of kind of an answer or an explanation for what went wrong.
Damon Erickson teaches English in the town of Uejima. Thank you for speaking with us, Mr. Erickson.
Thank you, Lisa.